X1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The prosecution is set to rest its case today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. ABC's Eric Kotursky is outside the courthouse in New York.
It's still uncertain what defense attorneys are going to do. They have told prosecutors they could call as many as four witnesses, possibly including Trump himself. But the judge is expected to hold closing arguments here as soon as Tuesday.
Iran will hold elections in the next 50 days to replace President Ibrahim Raisi after he was killed in a helicopter crash Sunday. The International Criminal Court is seeking arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his defense minister, and three Hamas leaders for war crimes and crimes against humanity. The U.S. does not recognize the ICC. And the nation's largest seafood chain has filed for bankruptcy. Red Lobster recently closed 99 restaurants, but says all remaining locations will stay open. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans are stressing party unity after this weekend's state convention in Appleton. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde.
To the old guard. Welcome the new guard. They bring new energy, new ideas. We need them to refresh our party. And to the new guard, be respectful of the old guard. They have worked tirelessly for this party, not only for years, but for decades.
Delegates elected Terry Diedrich and Pam Travis to the Republican National Committee. Travis helped submit a false slate of electors for Donald Trump 3.5 years ago. Wisconsin unemployment is down to less than 3%. That's more than a full percentage point under the national average. The number of jobless people statewide went down about 1,300 since last month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison Metropolitan School District will discuss the 2024-25 budget tonight. The current proposal would cut costs by $2.4 million. The district is also expected to add two tax referendums to the ballot in November, including for its long-term facilities plan, which will be presented tonight. The board will vote on the preliminary plan in a few weeks, but the final budget will be approved in November when enrollment numbers are final. There's a voice missing from the Madison airwaves today. Jim McGaw has died. He spent the last 11 years on the morning show at WOLX, but he grew up here in the Madison area, spent his entire life here. He was on the air here for about 40 years. He had this deep connection to his listeners and a huge smile and, of course, such a great voice. We'll miss you, Jim. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers began a three-game series against the Marlins. Yesterday, the crew lost 9-4 in Houston. The Astros' Kyle Tucker struck out three times, then changed his shoes, ended up with a pair of home runs. Colin Ray struggled on the mound for Milwaukee, giving up four runs in the first inning. Pat Murphy.
No, Colin didn't. He didn't pitch great. He'll be the first to tell you that. Walking people is not his gig. He can't do that. He knows that. But he's so dependable that he went back out there and kept us in the game so we didn't have to go deep in our pen. And I know he didn't pitch well. I know he didn't have command like he normally does.
Brewers lefty D.L. Hall looked good in rehab with the Timber Rattlers. Three up, three down in an inning of work on Sunday. A 95-mile-an-hour fastball. NFL Packers holding OTA practices. Matt LaFleur on what he hopes to learn watching the rookies work alongside the second and third year players.
Well, first of all, it's just good to get them in the building to start to form a relationship with these guys and find out what they're all about and try to push them to be their best.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today, and a couple of those could be strong to severe with some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch or more. Our high near 78. Tonight, more scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, another shot at scattered thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain through tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer. making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us as we look back on the news of the weekend and how the Willie Nelson concert was, and your phone calls. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
These are the standards for employees of the Supreme Court. Employees may not engage in partisan political activity. Partisan political activity is political activity relating to elections contested by political parties. For example, employees may not publicly support or oppose a partisan political organization or candidate. This includes displaying signs or bumper stickers stating positions on social media. Employees may not engage in nonpartisan political activity if the activity could reflect adversely on the dignity or impartiality of the court, or if it interferes with official duties.
Wow. That was Nicole Wallace over the weekend with Andrew Weissman discussing the Supreme Court. Hi.
Hi.
It's 6 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller on the Stephanie Miller Show with the lovely Chris Lavoie. How was Albuquerque?
Albuquerque was wonderful. It was a great crowd. A lot of people came out to see us. Valerie Plame was amazing.
She's amazing.
And it was just a great show.
Who did you get to meet?
Let's see. Eve Arden's daughter came up and introduced herself to me, so I was very happy about that. And the official celebrity hairstylist of the Stephanie Miller Show came up and introduced herself. I don't know if she wants whose hair she styles, but it's someone on a very popular current show.
Right. And that person is a very nice person.
Yes. And that person has been on this program before.
Oh. Now we have another in.
Yes.
Yes. And Ms. Miller will be in tomorrow.
Yep. She always takes the Monday off after traveling. So
right, because, you know, it's...
And that's in lieu of entire weeks off.
So, right, yeah. Exactly. Otherwise, I would host for an entire five-day period. Right. So it's just 15 Mondays.
Yes.
Starting a few weeks. How many shows are we in?
I don't know. Four? I don't know. In 2 weeks, we have Seattle.
So right.
Going up to Seattle for that.
Right. That's
I will be there. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yay, everybody. You get to go see the guy that lifts Buicks for a living.
Yeah, you know.
Basically.
Yeah.
Nicole Wallace was talking with Andrew Weissman regarding Samuel Alito's stupid excuse for allowing an upside down American flag, which usually means somebody's in stress, in flux.
It's an international sign of distress.
Right. And but it has been taken over by MAGAs. Mm-hmm. And for her to have done that while he was listening to cases prior to January 20th mm-hmm. is insane, because her neighbor called her the C word. Mm-hmm. Is that what I gather?
That's the reason he gave.
So he throws his wife under the bus uh-huh. for allowing something that clearly, as Nicole Wallace read, right. is against the rules, even for the Supreme Court, for every jurist, as far as I'm concerned. They shouldn't be partisan whatsoever.
Are those rules for Supreme Court employees or mm-hmm. for justices of
just the employees, unfortunately.
Okay.
They
right.
can't do it.
Exactly.
But the justices can do anything they want.
Right. So what Alito did is not against those rules.
No. Because isn't he technically an employee of the Supreme Court?
No.
Really?
Yeah. No, that's for
staffers.
That's for staffers, rank and file employees of the Supreme Court. It's not for justices who are appointed by the president.
Right. Okay. So
and approved by Congress.
Thank you very much. Can we go on with Andrew Weissman? 10.
Can we just consider for a moment what Justice Alito's defense is here, understanding that because of the photo, he can't just say it didn't happen? Even assuming, let's assume his wife put it up. Let's take that as a given, even though, you know, we just have his statement. There's lots of reasons to think that it's his lawn. What, he didn't see it?
Right. I mean, like, he didn't even say it.
Exactly. I mean, like, what? It's up for days. He never saw that.
I fail to believe that. Totally fail. Even if he's going out, you know,
The back and doesn't come in through the front door or whatever, you know, come on.
I fail to believe he doesn't know what's
in front of his house.
In front of his own property.
And Weissman went on to say this.
And he doesn't, he didn't talk to his wife. He didn't see the flag. He didn't think, maybe I should take this down. Remember the environment we were in. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's just go back to January 6th. What was going on in Washington? I mean, I keep on saying this about the judges who have these cases. Everyone who was in Washington lived it. It was happening there around them.
I don't think
people can understand just how central it was to what was happening in that city and how shocking, even for us just watching on TV. Yeah. And he didn't think, maybe I should take this down.
You'd think that he would have thought it, and he went on to say this finally.
The response is, I'm doing this in response to what? How is putting a Stop the Steal flag that you know about, you are not taking down, how is that somehow justified by a neighbor? I mean, look, I don't care. Let's say the neighbor says...
My neighbors mean I'll side with the treason.
What if the neighbor says, you know, go Biden? That means you put up this flag as a sitting Supreme Court justice? I mean, it is so much might makes right, mm-hmm. and it is such... a denigration of what should be sort of a court that people revere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, their approval ratings are getting less than Congress right now.
Right.
And that's just, it's mind-boggling to me that Roberts has not taken more control over the other justices.
Exactly. 'Cause
that's his job.
Right.
It is his job to do that.
Right.
But there is some good news on the horizon. It looks like, at least with the Democrats, Senator Blumenthal has called for a major change to force the Supreme Court to follow their own rules in response to Alito displaying the MAGA symbol. He told Morning Joe that the court needed an inspector general to force the justices to play by the rules. Blumenthal said, I couldn't be more worried. You know, the judicial system has no armies and no police force. Mm-hmm. So the SCOTUS has no code of ethics uniquely among the branches of government. That's the only one that doesn't have any ethics code?
Right.
That's insane to me.
Exactly.
They're the top court in the land. If anybody should be... have ethics rules, you'd think they would. They're supposed to.
Right.
It's insane to me.
Right.
He also called on Alito and Thomas to recuse themselves from the former president's immunity case and any others involving him. And I agree with that because of Ginny Thomas and now Sam Alito and his wife doing what they did. He has to tell these just this is what he said about Justice Roberts. Blumenthal said he has to tell these justices that they have no business sitting on the court. We'll still be able to decide the cases that are in front of them right now that have to do with Donald Trump. But by virtue of flying the flag upside down, whether it was his wife or not, it was his own. And Thomas, through his wife being involved in helping to organize the insurrection, both have direct interests here. And I agree. And it would still – 7 people on the court can decide this.
Yep.
You know, I don't have a – it's still an odd number, so it will come out. It wouldn't be an even split.
Right.
So I think that – I think Blumenthal is right, and hopefully Justice Roberts is starting to take this seriously because I don't think he wants his legacy to be that this court was the worst and least respected in history as of this moment in time.
I don't know. I think Roberts cares about getting the conservative, making the conservative movement happy.
That makes he's in a lifetime position. What does it matter to him?
I think he wants that to be his legacy.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
He
wants to be, you know, known as the head of the court that overturned Roe versus Wade.
Really? You think that was his goal?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And any conservative jurist, that would be their goal.
It's backfiring on everybody.
Yeah. Now it is. But that's been their goal for, you know, 50 years now.
True. True. And I think that...
And Roberts is the one who got it done. That is his legacy.
Huh. Yeah, I find that this whole thing with the immunity case, though, I am in the camp that they may not decide it until after the election. I am worried that that's going to be the case. So if Donald wins, then he gets immunity. If he loses, then he doesn't. That, I think, is what's going to happen. Because if Biden wins, they don't want him to have full immunity all the time, every time. You know, they would, God forbid, you know, that he got that. I mean, do you think they're thinking that?
I don't know what they're thinking at this point. I don't know what they're thinking. You know, one of them flew an upside down flag. Yeah. So I don't know what they're thinking.
It's mind-boggling that we're at this point. We are on the wrong timeline.
Yeah.
We are definitely on the stupidest timeline. Yep. There's no doubt about that. And I just, it floors me that these two justices in particular, Thomas is being bribed constantly too, and not disclosing the gifts that he's getting, because that's the law. Like Rude Pundit said last week, and we were going to have him on at the bottom of the hour today, along with Kimberly Johnson at the third hour for the whole hour, which is very exciting. I love Kimberly. But it is mind-boggling to me that, like Rude said, he has to disclose anything, being an employee of the city of New York, mm-hmm. that any gifts that he gets, he has to disclose that on his financials. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that a justice can get as bribed as he got, and I'm using the word bribe, I think, accurately, the yachts and the mm-hmm. this and the that and the other thing, he didn't even disclose most of this. And oops, I'm sorry, I'll go disclose it now. I'm sorry, but this is becoming, as Donald and his minions like to say, a two-tier justice system.
Well, sure, and there's no mechanism for enforcement of this.
Yeah, only impeachment, and that's not going to happen. We've never impeached a Supreme Court justice. Right. We came close to it once, but we've never done it. I think one might have been impeached but not convicted.
And Thomas knows that, and so that's why he's doing it with abandon.
It's very disconcerting. What do you think? Do you think it's disconcerting, Christopher?
Yes, it is disconcerting, but there's no way of enforcing it.
Yeah, and that's – well, there is. It's just we're not doing it. And I wish –
you know, for all intents and purposes, there's no way of enforcing it.
True. And that's the other thing. Like Blumenthal said, they don't have an army and they don't have a police force to enforce their rulings,
right.
Which is why I think it was Andrew Jackson just ignored their rulings once and said, come and get me, because you don't have an army. I do.
Right.
And so that's the other problem. It's a moment of reckoning, is what Blumenthal also said. He said – the trust has been lost in our judiciary, and he said we should have a bipartisan obligation mm-hmm. to fix this.
Right,
and that means term limits initially. It won't help this situation at the moment, and I don't know how you can do that legally with sitting jurists, because they were promised a job at a grandfather clause. I don't think you can, because the other thing is you can. They have a lifetime appointment, which means they can go to another circuit court and not still be on the Supreme Court. They still can be employed as a mm-hmm. jurist, but just not at the Supreme Court level if they so desire,
right.
If they're not impeached. Because if they're impeached, then they're impeached.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of going for the – now, Biden has said he will not do anything to the court right now, mm-hmm. but that might be on the down low so that he gets reelected, because I have a feeling if he were to come out and say, yes, I would like to add 4 justices to the court because that's fair, because we have 13 district courts, that would be the thing to do. But mm-hmm. I think if he said that, I mean, talk about the GOP going after him there.
Yeah, that would be politically dangerous to do that.
It really would. So that's why we need to give him a lot more people in the House and 62 senators. We can do it.
Okay.
That way we don't ever have to really worry about a two-vote problem in the Senate, like with certain people that are not going to be in the Senate anymore.
Doing something that drastic, though, might swing the pendulum in the other direction.
Right, if he announced he would do it now. Absolutely. Well,
even if he announced, you know, and he had a supermajority in Congress. Doing something like that is so drastic that it might swing the pendulum in the other direction.
I don't know. I just think that because we got 9 justices because there were 9 circuit courts, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's why they expanded the court from 6 to 9.
Was that done?
100 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
And then FDR threatened to expand the court in the 1930s, mm-hmm. and guess what? The court held back. Mm-hmm. They started doing things in a more... in a better manner because of the threat of expanding the court. People will call it court packing. That is not court packing. Donald Trump packed the court with his minions. That's court packing. This would be court expansion. And I think with 13 circuit courts, I don't see a valid argument against it personally, mm-hmm. other than they don't want Joe Biden doing it.
Because right.
the GOP would do it in a New York minute
right.
if they thought they could get away with it. Trust me, they would. So
does Congress have to approve this?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's Congress and the Senate have to vote on it. I believe it's
because simple majority or.
I believe so.
Is it just a simple majority?
I believe so. I'm not 100% sure on that.
Huge?
I know it's up to them because they have control over the court by constitutional purview. Mm-hmm. That's their job. And it has expanded and contracted before. This is not out of the ordinary. It has been done. And 13, I think, is a good number because, again, it's an odd number, so you don't get split verdicts. Mm-hmm. Per se. So I think that hopefully Biden is thinking about this and that if we give him what he wants, perhaps it can happen. And I think it's fair.
Okay.
All right. And on that note, guess what time it is?
It is time for me to lean over here.
Uh-oh.
Look at that.
Okay.
It is 20 minutes after the hour. And this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Dr. Marty. You know, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Three, it's cooked, and that can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dogs need. Four, finally, it's messy. Mm-hmm. You're a busy dog parent.
Yes.
You don't need a dog food that's great for your
gloppy.
Yeah, you need one that's great for your pup and easy for you to use.
Yep.
That's why Stephanie loves feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch. You don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and healthcare. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
an unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Stephanie Miller.
Don't want to be an American idiot. I'm not a part of a redneck agenda.
It is 26 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I am Jody Hamilton with Chris LaVoy, sitting in for Ms. Miller, who will be back tomorrow. She's taking the day off because she just got back from a fabulous show in Albuquerque.
That's right. It was fabulous.
Yay.
Yes. And Valerie Plame is such a cool chick. Oh, my God. I love her so much.
You didn't meet her when she was on the show, or you were still in Palm Springs?
Was she here?
Yeah, she came in.
I don't know.
It was the beginning, right as COVID was starting.
She was...
Yes, you were here.
Was I here?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought she was just on Zoom.
No. She came in because I drove in to meet her.
Okay, all right. She is such a cool chick. I love her.
Yeah, she was really, really nice to me when I met her. So I'm so glad she got to do that with you guys on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she knows a little something about the proper care and keeping of classified documents.
You'd think. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that she does know a thing or two about a thing or two.
She does. I mean, she said that she would absolutely get fired if she accidentally left a document on her desk, you know. Overnight.
Of course.
Yeah. She would get fired immediately.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, that just makes complete and utter sense.
Yeah.
Steve in Chicago, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Miss Harrington?
I'm good, thank you.
I just have a suggestion in case the Supreme Court does drag their feet and refuses to put out a decision regarding immunity before the election.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Biden should just say, you know, since this is such an important issue and it affects so many important things, I will not leave office until this decision is made.
Ooh.
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 If he has immunity, he can do it.
Ooh, I like that idea.
How ruthlessly absurd.
That's fantastic. Ooh, that is a good idea. Uh-huh. I really like that one. You know what? But Biden won't do that.
No.
Because he's a law and order rules follower guy.
Yeah, he is.
He always has been.
That's why he got elected.
Exactly.
Because he wasn't Trump.
Exactly. And technically, Trump never got elected the first time. He lost by a lot of votes.
I know, but he was elected by the system that we have in place, according to the Constitution.
The racist system that we have in place, which is in the Constitution.
Right. If we don't like it, we should work to overturn that.
But we are working.
But nobody's really working hard to overturn that.
Actually, no. With the Interstate Compact, there are 24 states, I believe, that have agreed to it.
Okay.
I think we need 60 more electoral votes.
Yeah, you don't see a big push for it, though.
It's being pushed in legislatures in blue states. See, it's red states don't want to do that because traditionally they win the electoral college.
But nobody's getting out and talking about it, writing op-eds about it. Nobody's doing anything like that.
Well, we should start then.
Well, yes. I know we're talking about it, but, you know, there's no organization pushing for this that's talking about it.
Not a big one, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No, California has agreed to it. We just need enough states that add up to 270 electoral votes, and then whatever the popular vote is, they all have agreed to vote for that person, no matter who their state voted for. And I'm all for it. It is 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The leading Democrat in the Wisconsin Assembly says she thinks her party can take the majority this year. That would mean winning 52 seats in November.
It is a big lift for us to flip 15 seats in 1 year. No question. Do I think we're building the infrastructure to do it and have the candidates to do it? I do. I think it's entirely possible.
Representative Greta Neubauer told a WIS Politics luncheon last week lawmakers will have to be more responsive to voters under new maps no matter who wins in November. A Dodge County board member says he was never a risk to kids when he took a loaded gun with him to an elementary school in Neosho last week. Daniel Siegman was released last Thursday after spending the night in the Dodge County jail. He's charged with felony firearm possession on school grounds. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You may have noticed more patrols on the Beltline. State troopers and Dane County deputies are increasing their presence on Madison's most used highway. WSDOT Secretary Craig Thompson says they're seeing more of what they call risky driving behaviors, extreme speeding, aggressive driving, and using the flex lane when it's closed. He says one morning they caught a driver on the Beltline at 120 miles per hour. Those extra patrols will continue throughout the summer. And the world has some new euchre champions crowned right here in Wisconsin. The event was held over the weekend in New Glarus. There were hundreds of competitors. Todd and Judith Wolf from Dubuque and Madison, respectively, won the doubles contest. Meanwhile, Yamuna Reddy of Chicago took home the singles prize. The weekend was a fundraiser for the New Glarus Cares Community Foundation so they can build a new inclusive playground. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today, and a couple of those could be strong to severe with some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch or more. Our high near 78. Tonight, more scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, another shot at scattered thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain through tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
It's springtime in Wisconsin and our greenhouses are bursting with color. We invite you out to Kopke's Greenhouse on Sand Hill Road near Oregon. With over 3.5 acres of production space, we are the area's largest direct grower to consumer retailer. For hours and directions, check us out at kopkesgreenhouse.com. That's K-O-P-K-E-S greenhouse.com. We are also back on the square at the Dane County Farmers Market.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, we'll talk about Project 2025. You know, it's a little bit scary.
We're going to try to put a friendly face on it.
Yeah, we're going to workshop it. Tune in.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The floods
upside down flag in his house is because he supports the insurrection. And I knew that before the flag story. I knew that Clarence Thomas supported the insurrection before I knew about Jenny Thomas's involvement, because you read their opinions. You read what they say. You listen to what they say at oral arguments. And they've already told you what they're about. They've already told you that they are MAGA-aligned pro-Trump insurrectionists. And the proof of all that is not actually in the flag story or the email story or whatever. It's in their written opinions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amen to that. He is correct in that matter. And look who we've got with
us. Hey, Ruth, don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Lay back out and let Freddie in.
Remember, hey, Ruth,
to let her
joke about farts. Then you can start to make it better.
So you had to read.
Good morning.
You had to repost your story because you were using the C word that rhymes with runt.
Yes, yes. It wouldn't let me. At first, I had the word in there, and all of a sudden it came up sensitive content.
Right,
all this, and I was like, I wanted to go, dudes. I've been using that word for 20 years
on the blogger platform.
Yeah,
blogger. Took it down and put sensitive content that you had to click through.
Wow.
First time ever for that. Oh. And I was sort of like, really? So are you telling me? And I even had it in quotation marks.
Right.
You know, I was quoting.
Right.
And I was like, man, I used to be able to put, you know, Ann Coulter as a C in the title.
Right.
And you know, nobody argued with me about that. And It was so weird. So I took it down. I revamped it to say, you know, okay, let's make it, I guess, safe for the children.
Right.
And
which is absolutely the opposite of your point, you know?
Yeah.
The point of having the blog.
Exactly. The name of the blog is called Other Things Martha Ann Alito Will Do If She's Mad at the Neighbors. Yeah, you're right. If you call a Supreme Court justice wife the C word that rhymes with runt, which I like that, she'll fly the American flag upside down at their house in sympathy with election deniers. Well, the little woman was made to feel bad, so she did a treason, is what you also write. It's nuts that we're having to deal with this right now. You know, I mean.
Oh. The lack of shame here, the blatant lack of shame, you know, to say, yeah, it doesn't matter. We don't care. We'll do whatever we want. You can't stop us. You know, ha ha, own the libs.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I love what you wrote. The first thing he writes is, if you call her a bitch, she'll fly a Nazi flag at her house. If you put up a Black Lives Matter sign, she'll come to the neighborhood cookout in a Klan robe. If you say her husband is responsible for killing women, she'll fly the flag of Gilead. That's, I think, my favorite one. If you put up a yard sign for Joe Biden, she'll pee the word Trump on your lawn. She'll piss out the word Trump on your lawn. If you put up a sign that mentions Kamala Harris, she'll burn a cross on your lawn. Wow. If you call her I'm not sure I can say that word.
I don't think you can say that one.
Yeah, I don't think so. She'll invite the Proud Boys over and have sex with them on the front porch.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. I like to think that this is my version of if you give a mouse a cookie.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you put up one of those signs that says, in this house in your front yard, she'll get her QAnon friends to invade your basement to look for kidnapped children whose blood you drink, naturally. If you wear a Che Guevara shirt in your neighborhood, she'll get Putin to poison you. If you put a F SCOTA sign in your yard, she'll shoot your dog and your goat. Well, that's a given.
Sure.
She
has a gravel pit, I'm sure, that she can utilize for that.
I think all of them have gravel pits now. It's like they think, oh, you mean like that's so much less mess to clean up.
I know. Exactly. And then the last thing you wrote is, if you call her a fascist, she'll bring you a pound cake and thank you. There you go. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, it's bonkers what's going on in the Supreme Court right now. And Chris and I were talking earlier. I think that Joe Biden should expand the court when he regains, you know, when he gets his second term, as long as we give him a big enough House and a big enough Senate that we don't have to worry about filibusters and we don't have to.
There's a lot of ifs there.
I know.
Okay.
No, they'd have to get rid of the filibuster. They're never going to win enough to. They're not going to get a filibuster-proof Senate. If they hold the Senate, it'll be again just by a one vote margin or something like that. Yeah. But and I was listening earlier, and it is just a simple majority vote.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought
to change the court. Yeah, there's nothing in the Constitution that says it needs some super special vote. Probably the first thing they would need to do is get rid of the filibuster.
Yeah.
And once they get rid of the filibuster and, you know, then we can actually have a country that is run by the majority instead of, you know, whatever group of Republicans want to prevent progress. But I think that Biden should run on this. I think this should be an issue that Biden says, look, the Supreme Court is obviously, illegitimate at this point because of Alito and Thomas, because they won't resign despite being so obviously, pro-Trump and pro-MAGA. And so, yes, we need to expand the court. And if you reelect me and give me House and Senate, we will did I say reelect the court? I'm sorry. We will expand the court.
Well, there's another way for the filibuster to be reformed, and that is you have to have 41 people in the Senate floor at any given time to hold the filibuster. You know, Mr.
Right,
Smith,
the talking filibuster.
Yes,
you need to do the talking filibuster.
Right.
And you have to have all of the people that, because right now you just send an email and say, I am filibustering this, and that's it. You don't have to.
And as long as you don't get, the 60 votes to stop it, then yeah.
You need a classic Jimmy Stewart style filibuster.
And with Al Franken's idea of 41 people on the floor of the Senate, while it's happening, as soon as one person splits, you got your 60 votes done. And so I think that's the way to do it. With you keep the filibuster, if there's something important for the minority in the Senate to argue that is that important to them, then you gather your posse and you argue it, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But that's how, because I don't have a problem with the filibuster per se as a concept, but I do have a problem with how it has been done in the past 20 or so years, 15, 20
the
years.
The passive filibuster.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
So let's see if J.D. Vance can handle staying off Fox News for a day or make Chuck Grassley sit there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hal Franken says, you can tap in and out. I said, no. Mine is, no. Once the 41 are there, as soon as one leaves, boom, filibuster over. And
you have a vote. You
and then you
for
vote,
a vote
and decide how it passes. I mean, it either passes or it doesn't. The fact of the matter is that we'll have 58 people voting for something and it still doesn't pass. And that makes no sense for me. Or even 55 people.
You know what, though? It's easy to say that from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
But those on the inside, they're not going to want that rule.
It used to be that.
It used to be that. But they got rid of it for a reason.
Well, it used to be 67 and then it went down to 60 years ago. So I just
I just think it should be gone, and it should be let the majority vote. And the other thing that does, I mean, one of the things the filibuster does is it makes it so that in this case, Republicans don't have to make tough votes.
Right.
They don't have to vote on the actual issue,
right,
which can be used to campaign against them. So this way, if there's no filibuster, then I think you're going to see a lot more deals. And the filibuster prevents deals from happening.
Very true. Very, very true. So you have no love lost for the Iranian president that died.
Yeah.
Oh, no, F that guy.
Right, exactly.
And the supreme leader and the clerics that actually run the country.
Right, right. No, you said...
F all of them.
Yeah, you said an S human being died, no thoughts, no prayers, and then you threaded after that, one thought for the people of Iran who deserve a leader who wants to join the 21st century. I agree.
And many of them want to be part of the 20. I mean, we've seen that. We've seen it with, in the protests that they've cracked down on a number of times, that the Iranian people want to join the world.
Mm-hmm. They do. They do. I mean, they used to be able to do a lot of things until the mullahs took over.
But we don't want a Shah back.
No, we don't want a Shah either. But there's a way to work this, hopefully, in the future.
Yeah.
And you also, and I agree with your sentiment on RFK Jr. So apparently he's been voting from a residence in New York where he doesn't live, and neither neighbors nor law enforcement have ever seen him there. I agree. Bye, Bob. Bye, Bobby Jr. You can't do that.
I mean, that's kind of voter fraud. I mean, it's there's your voter fraud right there. And also, I think I read that the house was condemned because it's gotten nothing. Yeah, nobody's lived there, and it's just a house that just sits there. So it's so obvious that he doesn't live there, and he just does it for voting purposes. I mean, he has said on the air, I live in Los Angeles, or I live in California.
But he votes in New York, and he hasn't lived there in forever or ever.
Possibly never.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's lived out here for a long, long time.
Yeah.
President Biden borrowed at least $50,000 against a line of credit on his vacation home last year, according to his financial disclosures. And you said Trump owes roughly a gajillion dollars to banks and shady entities. If anything, this story is adorably relatable. And it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That is, the president is one of us.
Yeah.
You know, it's not somebody who can sit there and talk about, you know, his billions and his wealthy celebrity friends and all of that. Although, I assume he has wealthy celebrity friends.
I'm sure
he certainly
has wealthy celebrity friends. But, he's making more money than he's ever made right now because he's the president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Still not as much as a lot of other people make, mind you. But he's, he's making a very nice living right now. But for him to need to borrow money is very relatable, even at the amount of money that he is earning at the moment.
Yeah, and I love that he goes to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware,
mm-hmm.
for vacations. You know, when he wants to hang out at the beach, he's not jetting off somewhere. He's just going to the beach that's near the house, and that's what I want to do. Rehoboth Beach.
Exactly, not charging Secret Service for rooms at his hotels.
No, yeah.
I mean,
he is a down to earth guy, and whatever criticism you want to make about him, he is definitely the kind of person that you could sit and have a beer with.
Absolutely. My mom got to meet him once, and it was right before Moonshot that the Republicans have now shut down because they love cancer.
Yeah.
But he asked her to be there with him because of my sister Carrie and his son. And so they spent about 20 minutes together. Before the announcement of Moonshot, and she could not have said nicer things about him.
Aww.
Just very genuine, very caring, very lovely human being.
Yeah.
And so don't care if he's old. He's doing the job quite nicely, thank you very much.
I was going to say the same thing. I honestly have lost all interest in the age question. And I used to be somebody that was concerned about it. I have lost absolutely all interest in the age issue.
Yeah, he's getting work done. And for Donald to start saying, I'm in better shape than him, that's hilarious.
Or we haven't seen Biden stand at a mic for 30 seconds and just
glitch out,
a blank look on his face.
Right.
Like Trump did this weekend.
Yeah,
I guess his teleprompter failed and he just stood there.
He's claiming he did it for dramatic effect.
No, he did not. You don't do 30 seconds.
You don't do it for that long for dramatic
effect. No, you do
it. And you don't have an irritated look on your face when you're doing it for dramatic effect. You stand up straight. You look out in the distance. You make clear. You don't lean, hunch over the dais like a lectern, like a hungry aardvark.
Hungry aardvark. Uh-huh. If we titled the shows, that's what I would title that as, Hungry Aardvark. One other thing that you threaded out, which I find very interesting. It's a 1923 poster from an exhibition of the works of Café Kollwitz, a Prussian-born German, Prussian-born German artist. It says, down with the abortion paragraphs and protests the law of making abortion illegal in Germany. This is 1923, kids, emphasizing how having more and more children keeps women in poverty. And the fight's been going on for a long time because it does. If you cannot earn a living for yourself and your family, you're going to be in poverty if you have to keep churning out children every, 12 months or so.
But also that this issue has been so prominent for so long in so many places. And so it's always startling when you see, that's right. They were fighting for this a century ago.
Yeah. And we're still fighting. One of my sisters, when she was in high school in the 60s, one of her friends got pregnant. They were 16 years old. It was still illegal in New York. And so they went down into the city. She had a back alley abortion, basically, and then could never have children again.
Yeah.
She was unable to get pregnant because she got pregnant not by choice at 16 years old, and you couldn't legally get it. She didn't have enough money. She didn't tell her parents, and she didn't have the money to go somewhere where it could be safer. Yeah. And it's just the fact that we're still fighting about this, and we're going to start fighting, if they get their way, about birth control soon.
Yeah.
Griswold is next.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and
that includes condoms, gentlemen.
you just want to say that you want to remind people of what it was back then.
Yeah.
I mean, they would do things. I mean, you know, I'm sure your friend went through this kind of thing. They would like blindfold women.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have to go through whatever they were going to go through blindfolded so that they couldn't identify
the
person mm-hmm. who was, you know, who was performing the abortion.
Right.
The whole thing is just some nightmarish dystopian thing. And of course, now we're at the point where, you know, you can't get an abortion for medical reasons
right.
that leave you unable to have children again. And, it's another level of horror.
I mean, an ectopic pregnancy can kill the mother, and they might not perform the abortion in time because they're not sure that there's a. It's just what's happening in Idaho and Texas. These things are happening to women as we speak. Let alone all the women that are getting pregnant. And I love that they say rape or incest. It's like you have to prove rape in a court of law. So that's after a gestation of a child.
Yeah.
It just is. Yeah. It doesn't happen within 6 weeks or 8 weeks or 12 weeks. It happens 9, 10, 11 months later to even get to court, let alone prove it. So we're going long, but as far as exceptions, who cares why somebody is terminating a pregnancy? Yeah. Who cares? It's none of my business. None of mine. And it's not the law's business either. And I hate the exception thing because it doesn't work and it's stupid.
I'll just add, a reality thing here is that in Louisiana, there are doctors that won't, the OBGYNs that won't see pregnant patients until after 12 weeks because that's past the time when most miscarriages happen, just in case they have to, finish a partial miscarriage.
Right.
Which could be considered an abortion and could get the doctor arrested. And no graduates that are going to become OBGYNs are applying to be in Louisiana. They don't want to be there. So you're going to start seeing a reduction of care in these states because nobody wants to face the threat of jail or losing their license just for giving women
healthcare,
common medical care.
Yeah, and that's bad for women that want to remain pregnant because they need the care. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Oh, my goodness. It's already 52 minutes after the hour. Rude.
Wow. I've been hanging here with you guys for a long time.
I know. And next week we have Memorial Day off.
Yes.
So
yeah.
I'll see you the 3rd. It'll be me again.
All right.
You won't see the lady until the 10th.
Yeah.
Until the 10th. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Thank you so much, Rude.
I love chatting with you guys.
Yeah, yay!
You're awesome.
Thank you, man. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Rude.
Bye. You too. Bye.
It is, like I said, 52 minutes after the hour. We will be right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch. So you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Bye. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get up. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Gwitt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Depere and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
She got credit gobble, stand on the side. She's got
Stephanie Miller.
Does she have Stephanie Miller eyes?
Yeah.
I don't. I wear glasses.
Yeah, well.
The lady does not.
Right.
I am Jody Hamilton, sitting in for Stephanie Miller. The phone number here is 323-410-0458, and we've got Kevin in Tucson. Hi.
Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Kevin?
Kevin.
Kevin.
Kevin!
Kevin! Well, Kevin, goodbye, Kevin.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, he was doing something. You could hear something going on there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Something was happening.
Yeah.
So
he was staring at the clown's mouth. He just wasn't.
Speaking into the clown's mouth. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we, like we were talking about with abortion and everything, mm-hmm. they are losing doctors in Idaho.
Yeah.
Because of this.
Yep.
And that's not helpful to pregnant people that want to remain healthily pregnant. You need OBGYNs in order to have healthy pregnancies. Yes, women were doing that before we had doctors.
Yep.
But it's helpful, especially if there's any sort of risk to a pregnancy. And hey, you might want to stop a miscarriage that's happening before 12 weeks.
Yeah.
So many things. It is 58 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Monday to the greatest radio show ever. Dom and Crude, we're doing it live. Your calls, your text. Join us, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic.